The Guardian.
Hello, I'm Catherine Shaw, and before we hear the show, we just wanted to point you in the direction of our sponsor, Squarespace. For more information on building your own beautiful websites, go to squarespace.com. Now on with the show.
It's the dailies, and you find Catherine Short and me spinning our wheels on a slow news day. Catherine, here's something to get the engine revving. Fast and Furious's 9 and 10 have been announced, but which British actor, famous for his mocap skills, whose name sounds like circus, would you cast in the franchise next?
Is it Bill Nighy?
It's Bill Nighy, correct, to the rest of the day's news. Asghar Farhadi is lining up his next project following the Oscar-winning A Separation and the not-Oscar-winning but still very good The Past. The Iranian director's seventh film is called Furushanda, and it, quote, examines the slow transformation of a calm and inoffensive man into an uncompromising and cruel human being. Catherine, my ears are burning.
You were never calm. You've always been cruel.
There was a day once. Are you excited about Asghar's new film?
Yeah, sure. He's one of those people that one gets excited about their new film, like Hanneke or someone else who's good. The interesting thing about this is that I suppose the plot synopsis seems to suggest that he's saying that societal violence does sort of spill over into domestic relationships and the sort of insidious effect of what's been going on in Tehran recently, which is exciting.
There's almost an air of inevitability to relationships becoming violent in a violent society.
I suppose that's the idea, yeah.
Only just announced, obviously, but will it be at Cannes? Could it be at Cannes?
I think it's a bit soon, Henry. I know you're excited, but calm
excited,
it down a bit.
Yeah.
Won't be at Cannes. And soon we'll be thinking about what will be at Cannes, which is very exciting.
We've got George Miller on the head of the jury this year, which to me seems a bit surprising.
Really, why?
Well, it suggests that they're going for a poppy lineup, or the competition lineup will be judged by someone who loves his pop cinema.
No, I disagree. I mean, George Miller, you know, Mad Max was a big hit at Cannes, and he's still an old white fella, isn't he? You've got to have an old white fella in charge, or Jane Campion. I think George Miller is quite classy. In fact, when one talks to him, he's quite cine literate.
Who was the last mainstreamy person? The Coen brothers.
Yeah, I guess they're quite mainstream.
I can't remember who they gave the Palme d'Or to.
They gave it to somebody weird. They gave it to somebody one didn't think they'd give it to. Was it last year?
Yeah,
it was. So who won it last year? There's a little question for it. It's interesting, isn't it? Because one tries to think who won the Oscars last year, and one can just about remember.
Birdman.
It can. One of the other. It seemed to match at the time. With Cannes, it is really hard to remember. I remember there was the year that Winter Sleep won. I think it was Deepan. They gave it to Deepan.
It was Deepan, wasn't it?
Yeah, which was a bit of a shocker.
Which is out in 2 or 3 weeks here, I think. Or maybe April.
A bit longer.
Yeah, God, we're well informed today.
Yeah. Really, really fire.
Really on fire. Brilliant. Next, Kate Winslet has finally broken her silence over that raft, that Leo, and the acres of space that could have saved his Titanic character from a watery grave. Conspiracy theorists have questioned the plausibility of Titanic's climactic scene in which Leo's character sacrifices himself so Rose can float on a door since its release in 1997. Speaking on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Winslet admitted that her character could have budged up a bit. Catherine, make of that what you will.
Yeah, it's
the truth is out.
Yeah, I mean, and the things that when you sort of process these news stories and you stick a picture on, and it's bloody obvious they could have both fitted. However, as James Cameron said, or has been consistently saying, when Mythbusters, the programme, devoted a whole show to proving this to be the case, he said it's also a matter of buoyancy. However, Mythbusters hit back and said she was wearing a life preserver. And if you put that underneath the door, that would have solved the buoyancy issue.
That wouldn't be my first thought. If I was wearing a life jacket, to take it off and put it underneath the door.
But you've never experienced love like they had.
No.
So you wouldn't, it would never have occurred
to you. Open up new areas of your brain.
Yeah.
Didn't Cameron compare it to Romeo and Juliet as well?
Yeah, well, he said the other reason that he had to die was dramatic expediency, really, because, you know, that's like, if he lived, well, different story, you know, not so upsetting.
The flashback would have been them just as an old couple, kind of miserable,
been quite
pissed
nice,
off
though.
Of each other.
No, because you could have had old Rose, you know, thinking about all the hot sex, and then you could have had old Jack tottering in, and then a bit more
fresh
sex.
From his Domino's game.
Yeah. It would have been great. It would have been much nicer.
Titanic 2.
Yeah.
The
Jack's back.
That's it for today. Told you it was a slow day, but check out theguardian.com/film where we have a clip from Janis Joplin, Doc Little Girl Blue. Stuart Heritage reviews Vanity Fair's Hollywood issue Through the Ages, and would that it were so simple, but it is. Andrew Pulver has reviewed the Coen Brothers' new film Hail Caesar, and that will be up later today. Follow us on Twitter, run with us on Facebook, subscribe to the dailies on iTunes. Back tomorrow. In the meantime, here's wisdom from Fast and Furious star Vin Diesel. Being male is a matter of birth. Being a man is a matter of age. But being a gentleman is a matter of choice. Bye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.